One of the most exciting bands to have emerged on the Czech music scene over the last 12 months is the funky and progressive pop group known as Toxic. Headed by singer Klára Vítězková, who some have described as a Czech Gwen Stefani, the band released its debut last year and soon shot up in the charts. The single Two Sides is now widely well known. While an appearance in last year's Eurosong, the national round of the Eurovision contest, only added to Toxic's popularity. The band and the music are the focus of today's arts. I love my feet, cute dress, yeah, I do. Since I lost my doll, I've been playing with you. Bring me strawberries and champagne to my bed, I like that. And don't talk about these. Don't want be so long. To be like Many have called Toxic, headed by charismatic singer Klára Vítězková and guitarist Patrick Karpensky, one of the biggest surprises on the Czech music scene. The five-member group, which draws inspiration from performers like Stevie Wonder, Amy Winehouse, and others, released their debut last February and since have grown in popularity performing concert after concert. I recently caught up with Klára Vítězková and asked her to tell me more about Toxic's debut.
We were working on it last year, till the end of January and February, it was ready, I think. But it was really hard. I spent a lot of time. The recording is one thing, but I know the booklet, cover and all design around, and yeah, we were in a stress. But, you know, I like that. For this first album, I brought many of my songs because I were composing, I know, from my 15, so those were like teenage songs I brought, and we were just working on them all together. I bring chords and melody and maybe a bass line, and we are finishing it together.
The idea for Toxic came together when Vítězková was studying jazz at college, meeting Patrick Karpensky, her teacher. The two discussed forming a band. As far as the music was concerned, the idea was to mix different styles, something which has become a core trademark for the group.
All of the guys and me were listening to different kinds of music. Now there are Led Zeppelin, like Vilda is listening to IMX. I like, I know, Gwen Stefani. I really love Motown, old Motown stuff like Supremes, Stevie Wonder, and Temptations.
Whether they realize it or not, many Czech listeners will now have heard the band's single Two Sides at least once, and probably many more times than that. Klára Vítězková says the idea for the song came to her in a flash.
It was funny with those two sides. It was ready, I know, in 5 minutes. I just came home and I was next to my piano. I was like, oh, I don't really like that. And was ready, I know, in 5 minutes. I was like almost ready. So we just, yeah, made those bass line with guys. Come on, everybody, clap your hands and move your body. Come on.
The video for the song, which you can see on YouTube, has also proven highly popular.
We made that in a studio. I prepared all my room, all my little stuff there, so it looks like flat. The guys are playing my husband's in different cases, and I'm still their wife. It's about those American hip-hop videos where are those pretty girls with those hip-hoppers, and they're wearing those gold rings. And the opposite side is a wife at home with husbands. So we had a lot of fun there.
Attention to detail is perhaps one secret to the band's success. But that doesn't mean there isn't room for improvement, Vítězková explains.
Yeah, we don't really practice a lot because guys are really busy. They're playing each in 8 bands, you know. So it's really hard to find one day to practice. So we just need to play. And after a few concerts, we just felt that it's okay. Yeah. But still, I think we need to practice more because we are making those little mistakes in our concerts, which actually you can't hear, but I know about them, and it's just, it's not good. And don't talk about the don't want be so long. To be like I said, to be so bad. Don't want be so long.
Many have now noted Vicky Skova's talent as both a singer and a performer, as well as her passion for retro-fashioned lounge-style couches and colorful theatrics. All are essential, she says, to the band's performance.
Pop is for me connected with a show. Like, you know, you have Justin Timberlake, which is like great pop singer. And I know they have money for the show. It's like, so I said, you know, I want to have a show without no money. So I started to redress myself on stage, and I have my sofa on stage, and I have my carpets and pillows and everything. So I feel they're like at home. That's what I wanted to do. I like clothes, like preparing a costume. So I'm just touring around all second hands and buying those crazy clothes and trying to make some costumes. So maybe in the future I want to have some store with a, I know, I'll see, with us some my creations.
Compared to North America and parts of Western Europe, the singer says vintage fashion in the Czech Republic still comes fairly cheap. There are other differences too.
Yeah, there's a problem. If you go out and you're crazy dressed, they're looking at you like you're I don't know, mad. I know, just, that's really strange. I was in Berlin, also in New York City, and those, they have so many like good stores there, but still much more expensive there, because they know they know the value of those vintage things. In here, what I like, that you can go to secondhand and you can find those super old Adidas, I know, jacket for 50 crowns, and there you can buy it for, I know, 2,000 crowns, because they know the value. And in here, that's what I like in here. I can buy special boots for 10 crowns. So that's what's good in here.
Since their debut, Toxic have performed a lot, but are now taking a brief hiatus. But Vicky Skova says they'll get together soon enough to begin putting together material for a new album. All that's needed now is a little inspiration.
Often it's coming while I'm in a pub with my friends, and I don't have a paper, I don't have a pen, and I don't have nothing. And I go to the bathroom and I'm recording it to my cell phone, just because it's coming always when you just don't expect it. It's like, I'm not sitting at home and saying, yeah, it's good, yeah, yeah. No, it's not like that.